One of the first questions a person usually has in approaching this particular work is the question of, what is it? Where does it come from? Is it Buddhist or Hindu, Muhammad, Islamic, Sufic, Hebrew? Universal? What does it mean to be universal? One of the first references people see in coming to this work is a statement that it is of the nameless way or the unnamed way. Well, what does this really mean? What does it point toward? This little talk should give a little bit of an indication and some information about what this means and a little bit better sense in approaching this kind of work. The unnamed way can be considered as the root or the source from which all the ways come and to which they all come back and return. There's emergence and the re-emergence into the one. If you look at the work that is brought forth and has been brought forth through the great teachers such as Buddha, Muhammad, Jesus, Moses, and others, Zoroaster, you'll find that many of them said that they were not the means and the end of all, but rather that they were a stepping stone, a means to come back to and join from the One, that their source is of the One, that unnamed One, and that all people who follow them, who become of them and reach that level that they've reached and then have gone further in many cases, it's pointed toward, become of that unnamed way, of that which is above and from which the different paths or different sources of the teachings have expressed. All the prophets have recognized that they are part of one great being, and this stemming, coming from that one source and returning to this one source is part of what is called the path to realization and becoming again of what one is. And this is the same for you and me and anybody else who's alive. It's the same continuum of any being within this world or any level, any plane. There is that source of one which makes up all, and the realization is becoming aware of this again, becoming of it, learning to function again, and the process or means can be called the spiritual path. Now all these prophets and great teachers and all of the mystics of the different traditions all point to that which is beyond the limitation of their own path. Within the tradition of Zen, one hears the phrase, kill the Buddha. If you meet the Buddha upon the road, kill the Buddha. This is an expression of the same manner. In other words, don't get caught within the limitation of the particular path. Beyond that, all the great teachers and the ones who know and the people who really have experienced over the years, even now as they live in this world, they point through their own experience or through other teachings, the main understanding that one is stepping forward into a process of evolution, of experience, of enlargement of oneself, and that the method is not the end, the end-all and the be-all of existence, but rather it's a stepping stone, a ladder to that which is, from which all comes and to which all returns. So this is the unnamed way of what I speak. Rather, when we place ourselves within this work, we're not considering ourselves as Buddhists or Hindus or Christians or Mohammedans or people of Islam or Jews, but rather we accept ourselves as being of that which is, and returning, remembering again that which we are, that which one is, of which one has come. And we may use and do use practices and process that are prevalent within each of the main traditions, but it's not that we choose them haphazardly or pick one or the other because it's nice or friendly or it happens that we feel good with it, but rather that is the particular element and quality that's needed in order for the group or grouping or individual to progress at this point. And they're all part of that one process of becoming again of that one nameless being, rising higher than the path itself. Now, there are very many good reasons for following a particular path. It's a process set up and a form set up and work set up, approaches that then allow one to go step by step within that framework, and then hopefully, if they go far enough, to expand, grow beyond that, and that is toward the nameless way, the unnamed way, the one of which all paths, including the one that they are in, come from and go toward. Now, this is where real realization begins, and then it expands from there. It's as if the ways are the approaches and means to that. And the ones who really know say that, they point it out, they say don't get caught within the framework of the particular way. Years ago, I was asked through an email, simple question, says, what are you? Are you a Buddhist? Are you Hindu? Are you Sufi? A person couldn't quite make out what the perspective was. And I could answer yes to all of those questions. It's like the old story of the Madzub, the Sufi, who is, we'll call it a crazy one, the one who is crazy in love, beyond oneself. And there was a robbery one day, and he was stopped by the police, and he was asked, are you the thief? And he said, yes, I am a thief. I'm the thief. And he was taken into jail, and he was put in jail and brought before the judge, and he says, are you the thief? He says, yes. And he says, and the judge went on and asked him a little bit further. He says, but I thought you were a Sufi teacher. Oh, yes, I'm that. And he began to look at him again, and he says, well, are you just an old man who's walking down the street? Oh, yes, I'm that also. And if he were to have gone further and asked him, are you the policeman? A policeman, he says, yes, I'm that. And are you the judge? He could say, yes, I'm that. And then the case was dismissed, and he was thrown out. It was thrown out, and he was released, because the understanding of the judge was that in this state of being, in this experiential level, what one perceives one is, what one looks at one recognizes as part of oneself. In the same manner, there is one teaching, the unfolding of the heart toward that one truth that exists, beyond name, beyond form, the unnamed truth. It's toward this that we place ourselves. It's toward this that we become again. And the becoming again is not of gaining anything new. It's not an intellectual process. It's a recognition of what exists. It's a remembrance of what one is already, but is only forgotten and has placed oneself in a smaller position, one of effect rather than one of being. So it's toward this that we place ourselves. Now, does this mean that we take a potpourri of practices? No. We take what's appropriate. And the method that's used is not necessarily limited to any particular path or approach. This is a little different than some ways of going about it. And while this can have downfalls, and while this can open the door for some difficulties, it also is the easiest way to go forward, and that is we limit ourselves not by the form, but apply the particular form, we use the particular method, and it's all part of that one process that expresses and returns to that which is. The key here is knowing what form and process, practice, approach to take, and making sure that it's appropriate for the individuals or grouping of people or the group. You'll notice I'm using different terms of group, grouping, and so forth. All of these will be explained later, but it doesn't mean because a random grouping of people come together that they are in fact a function, body, and group. So the person who's leading this, who's guiding an effort in the process, must be able to recognize and discern what the practice is, what the process is, what the status is, what the condition is of the individuals, of the people involved, and then make the corresponding choice. All of this comes from that realization that comes from oneself as being of that nameless and unnamed being. And the way that's approached is the process of returning to that unnamed one. This is called the way. The paths are the stepping stones, and they open as one comes to that universality of being, they open to what I call the way. And this is where that universal expression comes into the life of everyone in a conscious manner, where they start to grow beyond the limited forms. So this reflects the unnamed way that we place ourselves in. If one wishes to become a Buddhist or Hindu or one of Islam, one wants to become a Christian, then they can do that, and there's nothing stopping them. Indeed, these are wonderful approaches and processes. At least they can be, if done correctly. They can also be limited forms which constrain oneself. Here, we recognize and accept all the great teachers, all the prophets, all the masters as part of the one process and being the expression of that unnamed one, and this we place ourselves toward in the lineage which encompasses all these beings and prophets, in the transmission that takes place through initiation and many other steps. And overall, we don't limit ourselves to the particular, but rather use it as the stepping stone in guidance and in the climbing of the ladder toward that one unnamed being of which we are, that universal being. So this perhaps will give a little bit better understanding of what's referred to in the unnamed way.